Tonight we're going to begin with Hashem, two shiurim. We'll call the Kavod HaTorah series, teaching of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal. And hopefully have a few shiurim in the coming days, the coming weeks, as a Zecher Nishmas for the Sar Torah, the Gedolim, Klal Yisrael, who we recently lost. The Hakdama, of course, from a Gemara in Yevamos on Tzadi Zayin and Aleph, and the Gemara says, "Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Kol Talmid Chacham she'omrim davar Shmuel mepiv, ol mazeh sefaisav dovavos bekever." The Gemara tells us in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that when someone tells over the teaching of a Talmid Chacham, when someone learns the Torah of a Talmid Chacham who has passed on, the lips of the Talmid Chacham, they move in the kever. And the Klaus of your Rebbe, Rabbi Kusiel Yehuda Haberstam, who was a survivor of the Holocaust, he came to start the Kleisenberg Hasidus here in America. He passed away in 1994. So in one of his ksavim, one of the letters he wrote, he comments in this Gemara, in Yevamos, and he explains based off a question. He says, what's pshat? The Gemara tells us that when one says over the Torah of a tzaddik, of a Talmid Chacham, was passed on, that Talmid Chacham's lips move in the keter. He says, what's the great Maila that the Talmud Chacham's lips move in the Kevin? That he's speaking with us. He's learning Torah with us. What's the great Maila of that? And he explains, based on Gemara Kedushin, and then Rambam, and the Yad Chazaka Paskins, like this Gemara. And the Rambam says that Hilchos Tshuva, that when it comes to a person who does mitzvos, it's all in his hands. The person has to view himself. Watch it here. So Rambam says like this. If a person says, "Asa mitzvah achas," person does one mitzvah, "Harei hechriya es atzmo es kol ha'olam kulo taschos." With one mitzvah, a person can tip his scales and the scale of Koil HaOilom Kuloi L'Kafschus. He can tip the scales of the entire world to Schus, V'garum, Loi, Ulahem. He can cause for himself and for the whole world, Teshua, Batzala. He can cause for himself and the whole world a salvation and an incredible Yeshua. So based off that, explains the Klaus of the Rebbe that that's pshat. That's the great Milo. That's the great schus of the Talmud Chacham whose lips are moving in the kever when we learn his Torah. When we say over his Torah, he's right alongside, not literally alongside, but he's there in the kever learning with us. What does that mean? That just like a person does mitzvahs in this world and they're able to tip the scales to make the roiv, tip over, letzad schus, to tip the scales for the good through a person's mitzvos, through them being a tzaddik, having more mitzvos than veros. So too, when a person learns the Torah of a tzaddik, of a Talmid Chacham, and that Talmid Chacham's lips are moving, are learning that Torah in the kever, it gives them now that schus. That's a mitzvah now to tip the scales. So now what's the Maila? That tzaddik, that Talmid Chacham now has a schus to now tip the scales for all of Klal Yisrael, for all of Klal Yisrael. So we hope that through our Limud HaTorah, of the Torah of Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, it should be a schus for Sepoisav, Devavois, Bekever. And we'll start off tonight with a sefer, Orchos Yosher, which is probably different than some of the other svarim of Rechaim Kanievsky Zatzal, in the fact that he writes in Hagdama that many people come to speak to him. They tell him the problems they're having, the issues they're dealing with. They write to him. They come in person. And each generation, he says, has their own issues, their own nisyonos, their own tests. And he decided to compile, this is more of a likud sefer, meaning he didn't necessarily, it's not full of his chedushim, as you might find in other svarim. But here, with his tremendous bekiyas of Chazal, he put together different parts of Chazal that have to do with different midos, different hanhagos, and he put them together into a sefer for us to benefit from. So tonight, we'll learn from that sefer, and we'll hopefully mechazek from that sefer, and we'll start here with the mid of Emes, in Orchos, sefer Orchos Yosher, which will, the PDF will hopefully be uploaded on Lander Torah, and we'll start on page Zion. I'm sorry, on page Vav. Page Vav, the second paragraph, Hachmiru. So this is Hachmiru Chazal. Again, we're talking about the Midah of Emes, the Midah of Truth. Hachmiru Chazal, Ba'onish HaMeshaker. What's the Chazal discuss? The punishment of one who lies. Ba'amru, they see it, Gemara Sanhedrin says, one who is machlif, who switches his words, who changes his words. It's like he's ki'ilu over the Vorazar, like he has worship idols. He says, I am Bishari Tshuva, say from the Rabbi of Ariona, Shabir, who explains, Gamin ain't garem, shum hefsid l'chaveru asu l'shakir. Even if one's not going to cause any loss to someone else, it's still prohibited to lie. The Amrun, it says in Sota, Kach Shekronim, if you have a group of liars, Eim Mekablim Pnei Shechina, that group will not be Zoch, they cannot accept the face of the Shechina, the presence of the Shechina. The Amrun, it says in Sanhedrin, Kach Oin Shoshal Badai, this is the punishment of a deceiver. Shafil Oimer Emes Ein Shemim, even if that deceiver at times says something which is true, we will not believe him. We won't listen to him. But Amr the Gemara says in Brachos, Lamad l'shaincha loymer eini yodeya. Shema tibado v'ta'achos. A person should teach his tongue. He should learn how to say eini yodeya. I don't know. In order that he shouldn't get trapped in any type of deception. And Rav Chaim explains, what's the pshat in eini yodeya? By saying, I don't know. How does that help prevent a person from coming to lie? He says, because when you say, I don't know, mashma shezeh einu sheker, it implies it's not sheker. Because there's always something you don't know. You don't know the full picture always. So if you say, I don't know. So, yeah, there's something you don't know about. The cause of the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim writes as follows. It quotes a Chazal. Gemara in Yevamos, the gam ma shehitir chachamim lishnois kegoin mibnei darcheshon. Sometimes Chazal tell us, they teach us, basically Gemara in Yevamos, that sometimes a person is allowed to lie. He is allowed to mishaker for the sake of darcheshon, for the sake of peace. And the Gemara says in Bav Metzia, debahane tlat milei mishon rabbanon, that there are three things the rabbanon they allowed a person to lie about. Mesechta, Puria and Ushpiza. When it comes to what a person is learning, when it comes to Perivia, when it comes to guests, so you have to really look there in the Gemara, to Ma'ayan Sham, and Rashi, and Tosfos, to see exactly what the Sugi is saying, but suffice it that there are three things that one is allowed to not tell the truth about in that Gemara there in Bava Metzia. Ein loymer sheker mamash. So says the Sefer Chassidim. When it comes to these cases that one is allowed to lie, to be meshaker about, right? This is not a heter. The Sefer Chassidim is not telling us now that you're allowed to lie anytime you want. He's dealing with these specific cases. Gemara in Yevamos that says you can lie for Darshi Shalom, for the sake of peace. And in these three instances in the Gemara Bav Metzia, from Mesechta, Purya, and Ushpiza. So in those instances, says the Sefer Chassidim, Ein loymar sheker mamash. You shouldn't say something which is absolute deception, an absolute lie. Elo lishna demashma l'treyafne. You should say something. Your language should be something, we'll call it a little bit vague, something that can give way for two possibilities. Shasheni yitabizeh, that whoever you're speaking to, he'll make the mistake. You said something, now it wasn't exactly clear, or maybe you implied something else, but you didn't tell him outright. He made an assumption, he made a mistake. So even in those cases where a person is allowed to lie, nevertheless, one should attempt to do it in a way where really the other person is going to make the mistake. And what's the source for this? So it says, It's a medrash. It's a medrash going on the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu when he meets up with Esau. And the pasuk says, "Ad asher avo el adoni seira." That Yaakov Avinu says, "Look, you know, we have this big family. We have cattle. We have so many things. We're going to be so slow. Esau, why don't you go to Haraseir? And, you know, we'll catch up. We'll catch up to you. It's going to take us a while. We're going to go slow. You go ahead. And Ad Asher Avo, until I will come, El Adoni, to my master, I.e. Esav, Se'era to Seir, the land of Esav." So Yaakov pretty much says, "Hey, I'm going to meet up with you at Seir. We're just going to take a little bit longer to get there." So Amri Bahu, the Medrash says, Amri Bahu, Chazarnu al kol hamikra. We looked through all of the mikra, all of Chumash. V'lo matinu shalach Yaakov Avinu etel Esav la'har Seir. We never found Meyama from all the life of Yaakov Avinu that he went and met up with Esav at Har Seir. We never found in the Pesukim. Efshar Yaakov amiti haya. Yaakov the ish emes. Umir mabo. And he deceived Esav. He lied. He lied. How can it be? Yaakov Emes lied. Ella, no. Ami sihayna. Really, no. Hitaka Yaakov is an ish Emes. But who bought Etzel la'asid lavo? Do you know when he's going to meet up with Esav and Harseir? It's in la'asid lavo. It's in the times of Mashiach. It's in the days to come. Well, the Pasuk says, in the Vagyo, the Pasuk says, va'olu moshim. The pasuk tells us that those who are saved in Har Tzion, they're going to go up to Har Esav to judge. So that's when Yaakov Avinu is going to meet up with Esav in Lost and Lovo. Not right now. Maybe it's true that Esav took it to me right now. Yaakov never showed up. But Yaakov, he said a more or less a vague statement in which Esav might have took it the wrong way, but he didn't outright lie because he was going to meet up with Esav. He was going to meet with Esav on Har Seir, on Har Esav, but it was in lust and love of not right now. Therefore, the Sefer Chassidim says, if you have the ability to say a lie in a way where it's not an outright lie, that's what you should do. Even though you might be permitted to lie outright, you should still try to qualify, to couch the lie and not to make it an outright lie. Let it be that the other person trips up and they make a mistake. Okay, let's jump to the other side of the page, to page Zion, the second paragraph. Haragil bishkarim, a person who accustoms himself to lying, who bazui mevuze, it's such a disgrace. Ve'eim aminim lo l'shum davar. He won't be believed for anything. She'oimer. Anything he says. Ve'asru chazal. They prohibited afilu l'gun of das agoy. Chazal prohibited even genevis das of a non-Jew. Ve'kas v'rabim, the Rambam writes, afilu mila achas shel pitui v'shel genevis das osir ela. Sfas emes. Even one word of deception, one little word of a lie, is prohibited. We have to speak with a sfas emes, with a speech that's emes, with an emes dika speech. Says the Rambam, v'afilu lahagazim b'sipur, even to exaggerate in a story, even to exaggerate in a story, says the Rambam. It's sometimes hard to do. It's hard to we want to tell a geshmaka story. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, we want to embellish, but he says, even to exaggerate in a story would be prohibited. It's a meat of emes. That's where we're learning. It's not easy to do, but we have to try to be emistic. Emistic with ourselves, emistic with those around us. But that's the meat of. Aye, but sometimes though we have a chazal that says otherwise. It says Dabra Torah Lashon Havaya. It says that you find the words of the Torah themselves are sometimes in exaggeration, are used in an exaggerating way. So how can you say I can't exaggerate in a story? But chazal we find exaggerating. We find psukim that exaggerate. So we have to understand there's a difference. Because hainu makum shemuvan shakavana laguzma. When is it permissible? What does the Torah exaggerate? Where it's understood that it's an exaggeration. Kemoshe maybe sham, the pasuk says, Me'irim gedolos ubitsuros bishamayim. It says that the cities were fortified to the heaven, to the shamayim. Kula mevinim shakavana. Everyone understands what the kavana is. Not that the cities are mamish to the, you know, thousands and thousands of feet tall to the heavens. That's not pshat. Everyone understands that pshat. It's an exaggeration. It just means to say chazakim, gvayim, that they're tall and strong. Not to take it literally. The lovish amayim mamash. It's not actually in the heavens. Aval, laramo is b'shasheni, yachshoiv zeh, oimer, emes, sorry, about Laramu Shasheni Yechshov Shizeh Emes Aser. But if you're saying something, because you're trying to trick someone, that they should think what you're saying is really true when it's not, you're exaggerating, that they should think what you're saying is really true, but it's not, that you cannot do. That's prohibited. But if you want to exaggerate in a way that is clearly an exaggeration, then that's what it's talking about. That's what Chazal is saying. Dabra Torah, Lashon Havai, it's a Lashon of Guzma. The words of the Torah sometimes are Lashon of Guzma, the Lashon of exaggeration. So again, this statement is a little bit different. It was really more of a likud, a compilation of different Chazals to hopefully mechazik us in our meaning of emes and in our Hanhagas Achayim. And hopefully as the close of the Rebbe explained the Gemara, in Yevamos, Ansari Zayin, Amir Aleph, that when we learn the Torah of a Tzadik, of a Tamar Chacham, the Sefais of our Devavas B'Kever, that their lips, they learn along with us, they speak, they move along with us in the Kever, and it should be a schus, a maila for the Tamar Chacham, as the Kozmi Rebbe explained, in a way that it could be mistari for the Arschusim to help tip the scales, the Toiva, Shizaychen to Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. And next time, we should be able to commit to Shem, continue to learn Torah together, the Torah of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Tzatzal, and should be turning schus for all of Klal Yisrael and from the Neshama of the Gadol HaDor, who we recently lost. Have a great night.